I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah, that's how I came to this book as well. Like, my exposure of Ben Folds 5 was through Triple J Hottest 100, and Brick was the huge song in 1998. It got number 32 on the Triple J Hottest 100 and hot list, and I had that soundtrack when I had Ben Lynn and my favorite end, and it was the cover of the Chili on Ice. Describes Brick, the song, which is actually his friend was seen. Just writes like More Than a Feeling by Boston. It's their piano ballad. And
love it.
They're really a hardcore piano rock band without guitar. And the music sounds like, I went back and listened to a bunch of their stuff, which I recognized more, but it's that really heavily American accented music, like Everclear, Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Bare Naked Ladies type era. So yeah, I hadn't thought about him much since, but I really love an underdog memoir.
Yes. I also like the boldness of writing a memoir when you're sort of well known for maybe one thing, basically.
Yeah. But I guess the thing is, he has been working as a working musician that whole time. He grew up in North Carolina, and they got signed pretty early, and I think it was that kind of heyday. That heyday where maybe this type of probably was money even it's he took the baby brand. He's still on the beat. He's an active player. He stands
Wait,
a lot.
He threw the stool.
Stool on the piano, and like rock and roll.
Indian music.
Yes. Respect the piano.
He did speak Scottish before, but it's not the extent of behavior, and like, it's not like really just meanwhile, lots of sex and drugs. He is quite obnoxious along the way and just quite badly behaved.
Yeah.
And they learn lessons from that. And he's a man of solidity. And all term under men, they were always in good performance. They were very little. And we come back, they don't stand alive enough.
No. That's so, not an accidentally mess up.
Yeah.
And so he talk about his experience of that in that.
And he's a funny dog, you know, getting to work at the love instrument. In a kid outfit, little. He following up his car, or someone tried to steal his car. So he tells lots of little funny stories. One thing he does, which is quite interesting along the way, is that he offers advice. And I'm kind
to people or musicians.
Well, that's what I'm trying.
It makes it sound like musicians aren't people. I just realised that, but you know, like to the audience or to audience. Musicians.
Yeah, well, it's quite a weird thing to do, because I feel like he would be, it seems like he's offering advice to younger readers, but I'm like, I'm not sure if people that didn't know you would read this book.
Right.
But then maybe it's kind of offering advice to himself as well.
Okay.
So it's not super personal. He's been married and divorced 4 times. Pretty solid. And he doesn't even mention the fourth wife's name. Like, it's just so.
Wow.
It really focuses on the music. And he's just had quite a solid career, actually, that whole time.
I think it's interesting that you say about people who don't know him reading it, because that's an interesting thing with memoirs, is that is it just for people who are fans of the person they're reading about, or?
Well, I mean, I only know him based on the song. And then I thought, oh yeah, this would be a good one to review on BFM. So that led me to read it. And it's really like a fast, great read, but I think if you're really interested in music, the way that he writes about music is quite compelling and endearing. So I would say that I really enjoyed it. I actually really did, and I read it really quickly. It's got short chapters, it's really snappy, and it's just an insight into that time from the late 90s to the 2000s, where you move from analog to digital, the way that people listen and consume music changes, and he was right in the middle of that.
It was also such a prolific time for American indie music as well. That kind of male ballad kind of sound was so much the sound of that period as well. It must be quite interesting in that sense. It's a little like a little history of that, maybe.
That's right. I mean, it was such a heavily masculine period, I think, and around those times. You only really had bands like Hole and Garbage. Maybe people would think of other ones as well that were really prominently female, and so it was such a manly era. And that kind of, leading on from grunge, you have that kind of dorky male, like wearing polo shirts, and that's, you know, his vibe as well. Like
your Bill Callahan's and stuff You've got your sort of, you know, whimsical men in the forest kind of thing.
But I mean, there may be, because he lived in Australia for a while, so I feel like that's where New Zealand's connection to Ben Folds 5 comes in, and that Triple J radio play. So maybe there would be a lot of New Zealand fans. I don't even know if he ever toured here, but he always toured a lot with Australia.
Someone's texted in saying he's got a big tour coming up. I don't know if that means that he's coming here.
He's definitely doing a massive tour around America.
Huge tour. So this is a huge book tour with...
is it the book tour? Right.
But he's doing a concert with the symphony orchestras. He's really heavily involved with orchestras now. And so it's running right until next year.
This sounds really interesting. Should we play Brick?
Yeah, I know. I think this song has been in my head solidly this whole time I've been reading this book, so I feel like this will be the release of me.
This is how you get the airworm out.
Yeah, that's right.
Experience. So you haven't listened to the song
yet? I have actually listened. I've listened to a wee bit this week, actually. It really reminds me of a great time in my life as well.
Fantastic.
Listening to this music, this type of music.
So remind us of the title again.
So it's called Benfold's Lights Are Moon Cheapens. It's by Such a Stance for Dollars. Available now.
Some blood on in dark, smell old, car seat is freezing, the world is sleeping, I am. Up the stairs to her car, be balled up on the couch. Mom and dad went on the sharp, they're at home, mom is out. And we drive.
That was the Ben Folds Five there with Brick. A lot of people riding memory lane on that one. Someone says chills. It's one of those songs that takes you back to the exact moment when you first heard it on a lovingly made mix CD. That's very wholesome. And someone else says the memories. They saw Ben Fold Five play in London in the late 90s, and they remember there being a lot of active piano. Yes, Jen, sort of stalking and piano smashing in her biography. Thank you for bringing us on the news.